burn, and every knee shall bow, every knee shall bow, we kneel before him now. Every knee shall bow, we kneel before you now, and every
okay, next song is, I'm not sure, it said Becky Binder, and I'm not sure if she's the one who sung it or composed it, but it's named I Give You Jesus, and has an excellent message. It's like a sermon in this song called I Give You Jesus. Think of the words. The ship of your life is tossing on the sea of strife. You need someone. If you feel so all alone and your house is not a home, you need someone. If it seems life isn't fair and there's no one left to share all those lonely days and nights, when things just won't turn out right and you want someone to care, someone just to be there, you need someone. I give you Jesus. He's the peace that passes all understanding. I give you Jesus. He's the perfect love that passed without all fear. I give you Jesus. He's the water that you drink and never thirst again. I give you Jesus, my friend. I give you Jesus. If the pressures all around keep your spirits to the ground, you need someone. If your body is in pain and your health you can't regain, you need someone. If there are times that you have tried with all the strength you had inside, and if it seems that you have failed, remember on the cross he nailed all the bitterness and grief to give you peace and sweet relief. For he is that someone that you need. So I give you Jesus. He's the peace that passes all understanding. perfect love that casts it out all fear. I give you Jesus. He's the water that you drink and never thirst again. I give you Jesus, my friend. I give you Jesus. Next song, I'm sure you're familiar with it. It's called, well, first written by Horatio Spofford and Philip Bliss, and it's called "It Is Well With My Soul." Old favorite of mine.
When peace like a river attended my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. My sin, bliss of this glory is God. My sin not in part, but the whole is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. And Lord, is the day when the pale shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back as a storm, the trumpet shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is
soul. It is well. It is well. With my compliments of the taste also. Next song is some of you might remember it. It's an old one called He. He. And calm the angry sea. He alone who writes the symphony. He lights every star that makes our darkness bright. He keeps watch all through each long and long night. He's the kindest heart, he's the smartest, first breath, saint or sinner cold, and always found him there. This song is written by Joel Hemphill, and the scripture is Matthew 6:28 reads, And why are you anxious about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. The name of the song is Consider the Lilies. Consider the Lilies.
By David Hamilton and Phil McHugh, called Were It Not for Grace. This is very touching to me when I first heard it. It has a good message to it and emphasizes where we would be without grace. Is that number four?
I'm sorry, is that track four? I'm sorry.
Sorry about that. Sometimes it's different keys. I lose my keys. Okay. Four. Were it not for grace. Not for grace. Number four.
So I yearn to follow God, but might never be so strong. I looked hard at this world to learn how heaven could be gained. Just to end where I began, where human effort is all in vain. Were it not for grace, I can tell you where I'd be. Wandering down some pointless road to nowhere, with my salvation up to me, I know how that would go. The battles I would face, forever running, but losing the race, were it not for grace. So here is all my praise, so here is all my praise, expressed with all my heart, offered to a friend who took my place and ran a course I could not start. And when he saw in full just how much his love would cost, he still went the final mile between me and heaven, so I would not be lost. Were it not for grace, I can tell you where I'd be. Wandering down some pointless road to nowhere, with my salvation up to me, and I know how that would go. The battles I would face, forever running, but losing the race, were it not for grace. Forever running, but losing the race, were it not for grace.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate your patience on that one. Next song is another old favorite, I'm sure you recognize. Written by J.B. Coates. It's called Where Could I Go But to the Lord. It's kind of lively, a little different from what you may be used to hearing.
Living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving along to face temptation so, where can I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul.
You Are His Miracle, and it's from Matthew 9, verses 20-22. And behold a woman who who had been suffering from hemorrhage for 12 years, came up behind him and touched the fringe of his cloak. For she was saying to herself, "If I only touch his garment, I shall get well." But Jesus, turning and seeing her, said, "Daughter, your courage. Your daughter, take courage. Your faith has made you well." And at once, the woman was made well. This is called "You Are His Miracle." She fights the crowd of her own town, the very streets her friends walk down. She's sick, she's dying, they all know. Exhausted wisdom of the world, she's still afflicted, where is the cure? Just touch the border of his clothes. There's no affliction he cannot ease. There is no captive he can't release. There is no wrong he cannot right. There is no lust he cannot shame. There's no unknown he cannot name. There is no cripple he cannot teach. To walk, to run, to dance, to fly. A few more steps, reach out your hand, you will see. You are his miracle, ready to be. Her fingertips touch God and friend. Her childlike faith at last has led her to the very source of help. He turns and looks her eye to eye. It's God himself, and he replies, "The simple trust has made you well." There's no heart torn he cannot find. There is no loss he cannot find. There is no need he cannot teach. To talk, to laugh, to shout, to sing. It's becoming clearer. A few more steps, reach out your hand, you will see. You have no storm, you cannot whisper, peace be still. You have no giant, in his name you cannot kill. There's no hurt on you he cannot sever. Nothing is too great, not now or ever. Keep drawing nearer. It's becoming clearer. Reach out your hand, you will see. You are his miracle, ready to be.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, I again appreciate all who come out and thank the technicians in the back for bearing with me. Thank you very much. This last song has a good message to it. It was written by Andre Crouch, and it's, as Christians, well, the name of the song is My Tribute. To God be the glory. And whether you got a talent in anything or whatever we do, it's not us to receive the praise. It's to God be the glory. And well, I'll close with that song this evening. And again, thank you for coming.
Can I show thanks for all you have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you did to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee. God be the glory. God be the glory. God be the glory. For the peace He has done. He has so saved me with His kindness. He has raised me to go and to be for the things He has done. Just let me live my life. Let it be pleasing, let to thee. And if I give any praise, let it go to fall. Love, He has saved me with His power. He has raised me to God be the glory for the peace.